everybody. Welcome. Let's put my guitar down safely. Hey, welcome to the Krigler Show. It's, of course, the only host of the Krigler Show, me, Adam Krigler, with no glasses still. This is day 4 of 5 or 6 of wearing contacts. I've rather grown used to it. I kind of like it. It's kind of nice not having to wear my glasses because these things I can wear for a month straight without having to take them out or worry about them at all. I haven't thought about it. So I've actually been quite happy with just rocking my no glasses look. What do you guys think? I mean, it's a little different. People have to maybe get used to that I look a little different. I mean, I'm still me, obviously, right? But, you know, look a little different. Anyway, welcome to the show. I hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful week. It is a big week for me. In fact, I am this close to moving into my new spot. I really can't wait. I'm going to be putting this great, I love this place. I love this RV, but it'll be nice to have my spot. This RV has been my little haven. I kind of like created like a big office out of it. I mean, big, it's like, this is the living room. This is also the dining room. The only thing you're missing is the kitchen and then the bed and there's a bathroom and then this area. So I'm kind of taking over the whole RV and it's great. It'll be nice to have a studio again. I'm looking forward to that. And also I'm a landowner. I officially owned land. It feels good. I really like the thought of owning where I live. So yeah, I have a mortgage, sure, you know, that's good and all, but you know, that money I'm putting into myself. I'm so hyped on that. Like, I'm not paying rent anymore. I'm paying for my own place. This is mine. It's my spot. I own it. I love that. So I'm really excited. It's happening. If you don't know, this is my Reading Rainbow shirt. This is one of my favorite shirts. I've had this for a long time. It, like, I don't know, 15 years I've had this shirt. And I remember watching Reading Rainbow. This is when rainbows were for everybody. Now it's just... Anyway. today we're going to be talking about how this whole... So Savannah was on my show yesterday. And we were talking about the whole hearing with the January 6th commission, whatever, Nancy Pelosi's witch hunt, you know. And the whole GOP thing, you know, who they picked, Kinzinger and who's the other girl? McCain, I think. Hold on, is it McCain? Yeah. Oh, Cheney. Excuse me. Cheney. Even worse. Even worse. Yeah. Yeah, so these two are, excuse me, Republicans in name only. They're not Republicans. They're Democrats. And the GOP wants them gone because of this. So this is great. And I'm going to show you what the GOP is doing. They're basically trying to push him out. It's fantastic. Then I want to talk about John Klem. All right. If you don't know about this guy, he's a patriot. Okay. Now, this is a story from 1860s. In fact, he was only 9 years old in 1861 when this story takes place. But he wanted to join the army, the Union Army, to fight. And it's an incredible story. So we're going to talk about that. If you don't know who John Klem is, it's a pretty cool story. This dude, he was determined to join, and he did at 9 years old. Anyway, then we're going to talk about pizza. All right. So I got two stories that involve pizza. One is a Pizza Hut delivery driver kind of gets shunned. It's kind of funny. And then I heard about this story here in Sweden, and it happened here in Sweden, of two murderers that basically were able to take hostages, and they demanded pizza. This is not a joke. This is a real thing that happened, and we're going to talk about it. So it's kind of funny. All right. I want to just do something real quick. I just want to give a shout out to Louder with Crowder. For those that... Why isn't my screen... My screen's not working. Hello? Oh, no. Okay, well, my screen for some reason doesn't want to work. That could be an issue. Why is that not working? Well, I'm going to figure this out in a second, but I just want to say I have his Instagram page pulled up right here. He said, last night took a turn for the worse. Ever actually get so close to death you could physically feel death? He's a dick. The good news is it's fixable and these things happen. I'll be back before you know it. Thanks for the support. I just want to wish him well. Speedy recovery. For those who don't know, he recently had surgery, I think on his heart. I don't know exactly the procedure that he was going through, but, you know, it was a pretty significant procedure and some complications. I think something with like a collapsed lung of some sort. And I got to figure out why my secondary screen isn't working. Like, why? Oh, there we go. Oh, good. All right. So I got that working. But there he is. This is his post. I just want to wish him well. Crowder, you're fantastic. And I love your show. You're hilarious. And I want you back, and I hope you well. A speedy recovery. And for some reason, the internet, there are such terrible people on the internet that are wishing him ill, like wishing him to just straight up die. And this, it's like, it's disgusting. These people are sick and demented to wish ill on others just because of their political views or they don't like their jokes. So yeah, it's a shame. All right. Also follow me over on Odyssey, The Krigler Show, really easy to find me, just type in The Krigler Show, and give me a follow, just in case something happens to my account here. You can also follow me over on Instagram, Adam Krigler, which is my personal account. I actually have 1,999 posts, and I haven't posted anything in a while. I'm like itching to post. I have so many things I wanted to post on Instagram, excuse me, but I haven't because I'm about to get the keys to my own house, so I want the 2,000th post to be me holding the keys on the front porch of my, you know, my front door of my new house. I've been like daydreaming about that post. I'm just very excited about it. 2,000th post, it's kind of like a big deal-ish. I don't know if it is or not, but the house itself is a big deal, so I'm going to make it more of a special thing. So I'm kind of waiting. But you can follow Krigler Coffee. And if you post Krigler Coffee, you know, let's take a peek over into hashtag Krigler Coffee, shall we? Look at this. We got some memes. We got some all sorts of fun stuff. Dang, there's so many memes. It's crazy. And then, you know, people post their own pictures, you know, and then we'll snag them and we'll post them over there. this is ooh, I like this. Yeah, Devon, he makes some nice pictures. He actually did this one too, the most recent. Anyway, follow me over there. Also, you can check out my coffee. Thank you guys very much. I really do appreciate all the support. You guys are absolutely fantastic. All right. Let's get into the story. First, we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi. I'm so sick of this woman. I can't wait for her to crawl back into the coffin that she seems to probably sleep in at night or during the day. I don't know. That woman is frightening. So it kind of all started with this. So this is saying McCarthy threatens to pull choices from January 6th committee after Pelosi rejects Jordan and Banks. Jordan and Banks would have been the two people, actual Republicans, that would have been on the board to basically keep these people in check, keep it bipartisan, because it really wasn't. All right, it turns out we had what's his name, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, and this woman, Liz Cheney. These two are absolutely Democrats. I'm sorry to say it, they are not Republicans. It's ridiculous. They ran as a Republicans because they probably wanted to win in a certain district that happened to be Republican, and then they won, and they're pushing their Democratic viewpoints, or they're pushing what they're told to push. I mean, this is what I said yesterday when we were talking about it. It feels like these two have Nancy Pelosi's hand shoved really far up there, basically puppeting whatever they want. This dude was crying. He was crying. You guys won. You guys won the war. It's like, are you serious? It wasn't even. They are trying to make this out to be some sort of like an actual attack. Like we were attacked. Our country was attacked. It wasn't. Our country was more like has been being attacked by Antifa and BLM for a year. And they're trying to make it out that January 6th was some sort of like pivotal moment in history. It's like, it's ridiculous. These people are sick. But the GOP is pissed. Check this out. Republican representatives Adam Kinzinger and of Illinois and Liz Cheney of Wyoming are serving on the partisan, yeah, that's right, partisan January 6th commission to investigate the events that took place at the Capitol. And now some GOP colleagues are looking to push Cheney and Kinzinger out of the party. Quote, "The reality is they're now basically working with and for the Democrats. And so it'd be awkward for them to be sitting in our committee while we talk about policy. But you know, strategy and how to stop bad policy from the Democrats and advance good policy from us, it'd be really awkward," Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, chairman of the Freedom Caucus, told the Washington Examiner. Biggs brought up a resolution during a House Republican conference meeting on Tuesday to expel immediately from the conference any person who sits on a committee that they were not appointed to by the Republican leader or the House Republican Steering Committee, the Examiner reported. Biggs also expressed his sentiments in a tweet attacking the two Never Trumpers. He goes, "Representative Liz Cheney and Representative Kissinger, excuse me, have effectively removed themselves from the Republican conference. We should help them out the door by formalizing their departure." Oh, that's satisfying. I mean, I'll be more satisfied if they actually follow through with this, right? Because it's one thing to say these things, but it's another to really go, "You're gone. All right? You're basically a Democrat. Nay, you are a Democrat. All right? Run as a Democrat. Put a D in front of your name, not an R. Stop trying to convince people that just vote blue all the way down or red all the way down." Because those, first off, those types of voters really piss me off. Like, learn who you're voting for, right? If you don't know who that is, why are you gonna just check red or blue? Like, that's not how it should work. You should know who you're voting for. In fact, when I voted, there was a few things, people I didn't know who I voted for. I wouldn't have voted. I didn't vote. I didn't fill in the bubble. There was three people I knew I was voting for. All right? I think you know who I'm talking about. Anyway. Other Republicans have sounded off against Cheney and Kinzinger for serving on the committee. Representative Matt Rosendale of Montana made similar comments. "I am extremely supportive of Representative Biggs' resolution, which he attempted to introduce today. I can't spend half time in the opponent's locker room and expect the team to welcome you back for the rest of the game. I hope the GOP conference will seriously consider this. What should be done to Liz now? I don't know. I think they're kind of doing it to themselves," Texas Representative Chip Roy said. "They're on an island over here and they're choosing teams as the, at this point, and they're saying, 'Oh, so I'm totally fine saddling up with the Speaker of the House of the United States of House of Representatives, who, by the way, is killing our country at the border, killing our country on spending. They're isolating themselves,'" Roy added. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy called Cheney and Kinzinger Pelosi's Republicans. Democrats. They're Democrats. That's the simple truth of the matter. Last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has rege had rejected the appointments of Representatives Jim Jordan and Jim Banks to the January 6th Commission. McCarthy responded by pulling all of his picks, as he claimed he was going to do, and he did. They were appointed with three other Republicans by Representative McCarthy's days ago in an effort to cooperate with the Democrat-led committee as he was requested to do so. But Pelosi appointed Kissinger and Cheney, and they had decided to stay on the partisan committee. Jordan responded to her rejection of his appointment on his Twitter account. Quote, Speaker Pelosi just admitted the obvious, that the January 6th Select Committee is nothing more than a partisan political charade. Bravo, bravo, because that's exactly what it is. All right, I've listened to some of these witnesses that they're bringing forward and hearing their what they're doing and what they're crying about. And it's like, I mean, I've witnessed way worse from Antifa, from Black Lives Matter protests, burning down cities across America all summer long last year in 2020. I mean, even this year, it's still going on. Antifa picked it up once Biden was like, we don't care. We don't want anyone. We want the system to burn down. We want America to burn down. Like, that's what they want, right? So this is a charade. Thank you. Thank you, Jordan. Jim Jordan, shout out to this guy. Jeez. Representative Banks has been one of the Republicans most against the idea of the committee. Make no mistake, Nancy Pelosi created this committee solely to malign conservatives and to justify the left's authoritarian agenda. These people are trying to make villains out of anyone that voted for Trump. Anyone who backed Trump. Jim Jordan. Nancy Pelosi said, well, they voted to not certify the votes. And it's like, okay, because they wanted to look at the evidence and check it out. I mean, now Twitter just banned the Maricopa County audit account. Did you know that? They banned all of the audit accounts on Twitter. They just got rid of them all. Well, why? What were they doing? They were reporting on the stuff that they were actually doing. The audit. It's not, I mean, they're working with the Republican Party in Arizona. It's not like some, you know, random conspiracy-driven audit, whatever. You know, it's like, it's legit. It's official. They actually have the ballots. They subpoenaed Maricopa County again, and the Dominion basically said, nah, we're just going to not follow through with, we're not going to allow that. Nah, we're not going to do it. You know, I have a tweet here. This is from Cernovich. He just posted earlier today. He said, is this tweet on the left clearly unclearly worded? So I'm going to show you the second one. Kate Benner says, I deleted unclearly worded tweets regarding the January 6th committee hearing. Let's see what she posted. It was deleted, but the internet, of course, is forever. She goes, today's January 6th Select Committee underscores the America's current essential national security dilemma. Work to combat legitimate national security threats now entails calling a politician's supporters enemies of the state. That was pretty clear. It's pretty clear what they're saying, what this is, right? They're trying to make all of us, anyone who voted for Trump, anyone who is on the Republic, just a Republican. If you're a Republican now, you're an enemy of the state. That's how they treat you. That's how they see us all. They're looking at us and they're going, these people are all problems. You're not allowed to think anything but what they think. If you don't, you're evil and you're the enemy. I mean, this goes for the alphabet party, LGBTQ, etc., right? If you don't believe everything that they believe, then you're evil and you're not allowed to have your own thoughts on it. I mean, look at the whole Bryson Gray and Carlin Borisenko, right? I think they're both fantastic. They don't like each other. Well, Carlin doesn't like Bryson because Bryson is very, very vocal about his viewpoints on the LGBTQ community because it's part of his religion. And you know what? Let him think what he wants. Why do you care, right? I mean, these people are, I'm getting sidetracked, you know. I'm just so sick of these Republicans in name only and the Republicans that are actually Republicans that don't do anything about it, okay? I'm sick of those too. Like, you guys, I mean, nobody in the government really is impressed. Rand Paul, I like Rand Paul. All right, Jim Jordan, all right. I do think he's pretty good. All right, because I've listened to enough Senate hearings to have to know that he doesn't hold any punches. He throws them. He like calls people out. It's refreshing. So, I don't know. We'll see. I want to see if these GOP are actually going to do something about this when they're very clearly rhinos, all right? And everyone's talking, "Well, I mean, they're working on the other team, so why should we work with them?" It's like, exactly. Hello. Every single person in, like, everyone on the internet, everyone that I know that's a Republican is yelling at you that that's the case. Why are you suddenly acting like it's a surprise? Oh, well, what? They're working for the other team. I mean, duh. We've all seen this. This isn't new. I know you know the term rhino. I mean, it's a political term now. Republican in name only? I mean, we're not the only ones using it. I mean, can you do something about it, please? Please do something about it. Okay. Let's move on. All right, I want to talk about this freaking kid. I mean, he was a kid when the story takes place. All right, but this, I read this earlier. No, maybe the other day. I found this story, and I was so intrigued by listening and reading about this kid. Right, his name is John Clem. Okay, how do I even start with John Clem? I have his biography here, but it doesn't have all the details. I have other details on that. I gotta pull some stuff up. I got some notes here. I want to snag because I gotta fill in the blanks basically. Okay, here we go. Okay. Here it is. John Clem. When President Abraham Lincoln in May of 1861 issued the call for volunteers to serve in the Union Army for a 3-year term, one of those who tried to answer was an Ohio resident, John Clem. Not even 10 years old, he was 9. Clem's service was refused by the newly formed Third Ohio. Undeterred, Clem later tried to join the 22nd Michigan, where his persistence won over the unit's officers. They agreed to let him follow the regiment, adopting him as a mascot and unofficial drummer boy. Although, I gotta say, in I have multiple different sources because it differs from different stories. And in another article that I found, it was kind of I have it written here. So he it says that they no one actually allowed him in. So that it says on this other thing that I found, it says the 22nd Michigan Regiment didn't even say that he can join. They gave him the same as the Ohio regiment, and they said, "No, you're too young. Like, we're not going to accept this." And he tagged along anyway. All right. It says that certain reports claim that he just went along with it. All right. And he acted out the role of a drummer boy. Okay. And then was allowed to remain. Okay, so he wasn't regularly. This is where it picks up here, where it stills. I just thought that was really cool because they didn't agree. They didn't agree to let him in, and then they adopted him as a mascot, an unofficial drummer boy. This is actually true after a while. The officers also chipped in to pay his monthly salary of $13 before he finally was allowed to officially enlist in 1863, which would have meant he was only 12 because he was born in 1851. So at 12, he was able to actually enlist. But that means for 3 years, different people in his regiment were pitching a little bit each to get this kid paid because he was this 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old Union fighter, you know, drumming with these guys. I mean, he was on the front lines with these guys. Clem became a national celebrity for his actions at Chickamauga, armed with a musket sawed down for him to carry. Clem joined the 22nd Michigan in the defense of Horseshoe Ridge on the afternoon of September 20th. As the Confederate forces surrounded the unit, a Confederate colonel spotted Clem and shouted, "Either I think the best thing a mite of chap like you can do is drop that gun," or called him a damn little Yankee devil. according to various sources. So it could have been one or the other, but all sources say this. Rather than surrender, Clem shot the colonel and successfully made his way back to Union lines. He actually killed a guy at 12. For his actions, Clem was promoted to sergeant, the youngest soldier ever to become a non-commissioned officer in the U.S. Army, and became known as the drummer boy of Chickamauga. Clem's new legend grew following the battle, although some stories may be apocryphal. One holds that his drum was destroyed at the Battle of Shiloh, earning him the nickname Johnny Shiloh, and serving as an inspiration for the song The Drummer Boy of Shiloh. However, the 22nd Michigan, Clem's unit, was not mustered until the summer after the Battle of Shiloh, making it unlikely Clem saw action in the battle with that regiment. Clem went on to fight at Perryville, Murfreesboro, Kennesaw, and Atlanta, where he was wounded twice. Clem was discharged from the Army in 1864 at the age of 13, but sought to rejoin the military in 1870 when he was 19. Nominated to West Point by President Ulysses S. Grant. It says here, Clem failed the entrance exam several times before Grant appointed him a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army. He actually was denied multiple times. This isn't exactly accurate. So, as I said, I've gotten conflicting stories from what I heard about his life. From this other source that I found, it says that they denied him because of his lack of schooling. Like, he wasn't smart enough because he was 9. He just joined. He wanted to fight. He wanted to help the Union win the war. And he joined, and he did that. And he was fighting until he was 13, and then at the age of 19. I mean, he kept trying to re-enlist and was being denied. And they actually sent letters to Ulysses S. Grant, President Grant, for him to appeal to West Point and let him in, and in which case he actually did. So it wasn't that he was nominated because they weren't letting him in, and they pleaded with the president, and the president finally said, you know what, you should let this young man in because he's a patriot. Let's see. Clem enjoyed a successful second military career, rising to the rank of colonel and assistant quartermaster general by 1906. He retired on the eve of U.S. entry into World War I with the rank of major general, the last Civil War veteran to actively serve in the United States Army. Clem died in 1937 and is buried at Arlington National Cemetery. I mean, think about what kids are nowadays. You know, playing Roblox. Do you play Roblox? And this kid was like, I'm ready to fight. It just makes me think of the meme, you know, the big huge swole dog, you know? Like kids in 1863. Someone make this meme for me. You know what I'm talking about. Kids nowadays. Do you play Roblox? The little tiny Shiba Inu? Swole is this man, all right? This young child who went to fight to free the slaves. But of course, you know, there people aren't going to focus on heroes like this because I don't know, they only want to focus on the stuff that pushes their narrative. Well, this is a hero that fought for everybody. All right, everyone should know this guy's name, and he is an awesome young man. John Clem, or the drummer boy of, what is that? Chickamauga. The drummer boy of Chickamauga, John Clem. You should know it because the dude is based. Anyway, I love this story. It's so cool. All right, let's talk about pizza. Let's talk about pizza. All right? I love pizza. Who doesn't love pizza, right? So I got two stories here that work with pizza. My uncle-in-law told me this story. He was like, "Hey, did you hear what happened in the jail up north?" And I'm like, "No." I don't know Swedish news. And he's like, "Oh, check this story out. Some murderers took some guards hostage." And I was like, "Whoa, like that's crazy. Like what happened, you know? And he started telling me the story, and I was like, dude, I got to talk about this. This is crazy. And I've been meaning to talk about it, and I haven't had the chance, but I'm going to do it right now. But it's funny because he told me this story, and then I saw this, and I was like, it's kind of funny because this guy... All right, so check this out. Doorbell camera captures a moment of a frustrated Pizza Hut delivery driver. He's offered a slice from the box instead of a tip. Dude straight up gets gypped. He doesn't even get a piece. It says, please take a slice. And he does. He takes a slice. All right? I just thought this was really funny because... So I'm gonna show you guys what happened in the Swedish jail, right? And at the end of the story, you're gonna see how they kind of come together. 9-hour hostage crisis defused after Swedish prisoners release guards in exchange for pizza. This really happened, no joke. Here is the basically special unit Swedish SWAT team, I guess. A hostage situation at a Swedish prison ended without violence after two inmates received pizza for the release of the several guards whom they took as their captives. This was last week. Wednesday's 9-hour ordeal reportedly began after two inmates doing time for murder at a high-security prison near the town of Eskilstuna managed to force themselves into an area reserved for prison guards armed with razor blades. The convicted murderers took two guards, one male and one female, hostage. A mediator was called to the scene and negotiations began. Here's the special police force standing outside of the prison. It's the Halby prison. According to media reports, the prisoners had two demands. First, they wanted all 20 inmates in their prison block to enjoy pizza with kebab toppings. Secondly, they wanted a helicopter so they can escape once the pizza party ended. A spokesperson for the jail later confirmed that the pizzas had been delivered. The prisoners initially said that they would release one of the hostages in exchange for the greasy kebab-topped finger food. However, it appears that both guards were ultimately set free once the pizza had been delivered. Photographs showed special police units gearing up outside the prison shortly after the hostage crisis began, although it's unclear whether they actually took part in the operation. The inmates never got their helicopter and reportedly taken to a police station where they were questioned about their cheesy kidnapping plot. Neither guard was injured in the ordeal, a prison spokesperson told the AFP news agency. Now I also know, because I have, you know, I was talking to my uncle, and he was saying the pizza place never actually got paid for the pizza, right? So the police said, we need these pizzas, and the pizza place was like, oh yeah, okay, we'll make them. And then they took the pizzas and never paid the place. So it's the Pizza Hut guy didn't even get a tip, right? But this, they negotiated with the terrorists. Basically, you know, America is like, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Like that whole thing. It's like, they gave him the pizza. They actually like caved. Come on, Sweden. Look, I want to love you, Sweden, but caving and giving him pizza. Look, I know that these guys had, you could have said that there was pizza there, and then, like, you gave these murderers pizza? I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing, Sweden? Don't be mad at me, but it's kind of lame. All right, you shouldn't have given them a pizza. These guys did not deserve pizza. I don't care. That's just my viewpoint on it. They didn't deserve that pizza. They shouldn't have gotten it. And if you, at least, you should have paid the freaking place, right? I don't know, make these guys work for it or something. I don't know. They should have paid the pizza place, all right? I used to work at a pizza place. Dondi's Pizza in Chicago. Shout out to Dondi's. If you guys know Dondi's Pizza in Arlington Heights, you know good pizza. Also, Wayne's Pizza is really good. They're different pizzas, okay? I know there's kind of like a... It's not really a rivalry. Some people in my family think Wayne's is better. Some people think Dondi's is better. I love Dondi's because it's like they pack it on there and it's like really delicious pizza, but Wayne's is really good, like crispy thin crust. All right, I'm getting sidetracked. No, it's about pizza. Whatever. I love pizza. Pizza's delicious. Pizza is... There was a time in my life that I lived in Miami, right? And I actually made a different type of pizza almost every single day for like 3 months straight. It was never the same. I would do different types of cheeses, different types of vegetables, all sorts of different things. Delicious. I love pizza. There was a man, what was that grocery store in Florida? There's a grocery store in Florida that actually offers fresh dough for making pizzas. And it was vegan. Didn't have anything in it. Delicious. You just roll it out, make a pizza, and it's like it's top quality pizza. It was delicious. Anyway, I was a delivery guy for Dondi's, and I really, really loved that job. I had a really good, fun time driving around. And it sucks watching a delivery guy not getting a tip because you get free pizza working at a pizza place. You literally, they'll make you a pizza if you want it, you know? At least Dondi's did. They took care of their delivery drivers. And you should too if you order from pizza or from Dondi's because Dondi's is delicious. All right, let's get into some super chats. Hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Robert Shaw says, F Blizzard. I gotta talk about this Blizzard thing. I'm not gonna. There's a lot going on over there, but I think I will. Robert says, I got my sis her coffee today. Have a blessed soul, have a blessed day, and blessed life. Doing what you love, and thanks for all you do for us, Adam and chat. Thank you very much, Robert. Robert Shaw says, 4 more weeks of lockdown. Rip economy. Oh gosh, really? That sucks, man. I'm sorry. He continues, the media says the BLM protests were okay and non-redacted event, but an anti-lockdown protest is bad and anarchist and a redacted spreader event. It's crazy. The hypocrisy is real. Zuri says, "Hi Adam, I want to buy your coffee, but which of your roasts is preferred if we like lighter roasts? Thanks and keep up the awesome work." Let's see. A light roast, we got the Costa Rican is kind of like light to medium. The Ethiopian is definitely a full light roast. I would go with the Ethiopian. That's like the lightest roast that I've got. Everything else tends to be more medium. I like a medium blend. That's what the Catalyst is. That's kind of like right in the middle. I don't really have a lot of dark roast, but if you're a light roaster, then I would try the Costa Rican or the Ethiopian. So, but thank you. Thank you for the support. I appreciate that. Robert Shaw says, I leave for a little while and Adam changes. And F Twitter troll who doesn't watch your stream, Adam has balls and doesn't hide behind a paywall. Oh, wait, what are you talking about? And Adam changes. What did I change? Oh, my glasses are gone? I mean, they're right over there. I don't have to wear them anymore. It's actually kind of nice. I like wake up and I can see. It's rather refreshing. Robert Shaw says Crowder will be fine and make a speedy recovery unless he gets a get well card from the Clintons. Oh my God, Robert Shaw, you crazy man. Crowder is armed, but Clintons have drones. For those who don't know, Crowder actually had a complication, and he took a turn for the worse the other day. This was posted yesterday, so I just want to wish him well. I did at the beginning of the show. I want to do it again at the end, just in case. I don't know if you didn't know. Wish him well as well. You can go to his Instagram, maybe just say some nice things. I wish him well. I hope he turns out all right. He's a fighter, though. That's something that's for sure about him. Sejong says keys are for plebs. Buy the Samsung. That's a bunch of. That's probably a specific something. Push pull two-way door latch for all your doors, and never risk having your doors picked open. Ah, so what is it? It's a some sort of like auto lock or something. Robert Shaw says artist. Jinger song Vortex 10 out of 10 Kriglers. Okay. Thanks, Adam. Now I'm hungry AF. What was I talking about? Pizza? Probably. Robert Shaw continues, says Robert Wiles is a greedy sausage who doesn't share. What are you talking about? The Eagles Tower and Gary Jensen both become members. Bing, 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 bing. I don't have a bell to ding, but I will ding if I could. But thank you guys for becoming members. If you are members in chat, please do spin the UFO. You guys actually can spin the UFO in chat. You have the custom emotes in my channel if you are members, and I appreciate all of you who are members. You can also smash the like button if you want with the Hulk hands emote. I just did it in chat, so please do spam the UFO if you have the UFO. For our new members, Eagles Tower and Gary Jensen, thank you guys. I appreciate you. Robert Shaw says, so Clem is a modern-day Call of Duty player or Fortnite gamer who got a 360 no-scope with a musket, would have said easy GG to the confeds. Yes, that is exactly what happened. That is precisely what has happened, and it's great. Someone's saying I have audio. Oh, am I getting a little glitched out? That's all right. Sorry about that. Hopefully I'm back. Yep, looks like I'm back now. Thank you. That's hilarious. Yeah, that kid was an absolute boss. Yeah, John Clem, and he served his entire life for America. Kyle Schmidt says, drummers were always a high-value target. Their patterns gave troop formation orders. Ah, cool. Texan Monkey says, don't bash on Roblox. It got me into programming 12 years ago, and now I'm a software engineer with a well-paying job. Whoa, I wasn't bashing it. All right, I wasn't bashing it. I'm just comparing what 9-year-olds talk about. All right, I think Roblox is actually pretty incredible for what it is. For those who don't know what Roblox is, it's basically a gaming world where you have, you know, you can get together with your friends and play different types of games, and you know, game creators can make a game inside of it, and you know, people can play the games as their own avatars. So they have all these different games to play as an avatar, so they don't have to, and they can hang out with their friends. Like, it's kind of like Ready Player One, and for kids. It's pretty incredible. I think Roblox is actually dope, the idea of it. Like, I want an adult version of Roblox, no joke. And it will happen one day for sure. Andrew says, hey, Master Krigler, a guy named Bruce Sees All shows close-ups of terrain, moving objects, and explosions on the moon that most can't comprehend. Interesting. Are you sure it's not CGI, or is it a YouTube channel? Interesting. I would like to check it out. I think I saw a picture or like some close-up of the moon and something moving, right? I'm gonna check it out. That sounds really up my alley. Yethna says, oh, I just had a super chat jump. Give me a second. Let me find you. Yethna says, would you do street interviews with Swedes? Yeah, sure. I'm not here for much. I don't know. I don't know if I have time. But I mean, I would. Sure. Robert Shaw says, the pizza guards were in on it. I meant prison guards. I see what you did there. Robert Shaw says, I've been watching Asmongold cover the Blizzard. Ah, right on. Darth Call says, I knew there was a walkout on Blizzard, but I need to know more about what's it about specifically. You know what? I'll do a segment on Blizzard tomorrow. I'll do some research and fill everybody in. I know that they were facing some backlash because of some like sexual stuff with their like in-house community, and it was kind of messed up. So now they're doing some walkout. So I gotta know more. So I'll check it out. I'm gonna find out more about what's happening in Blizzard. You know, I got this other article. You know what? I'm gonna save this for tomorrow because this is hilarious. I'm gonna talk about how Jeff Bezos is not actually an astronaut, if you guys know about this. I'm gonna check it out. It is late for me, and I've had a busy day. We're moving and packing a bunch of stuff because we gotta basically. Nisha's got a lot of stuff here. We're at her parents' house right now, and we are basically packing a bunch of stuff to move and take with us, because she's, you know, she's stored up stuff from her childhood and has all the stuff. So we're basically here for the week to, you know, pack a container to, you know, transport all the stuff, and you know, because we've got a house. And we're going to have kids in it, and it's going to be our place for the foreseeable future. So I'm very excited about it. But thank you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate each and every single one of you for hanging out with me. Thanks for sharing my videos. I see a lot of you out there doing that. Thank you. And also subscribing. Please subscribe and smash that like button. But most importantly, Thank you just for showing up for me. I love you guys, and I will see you all next time on The Krugler Show tomorrow. Good night. Please smash the like button for The Krugler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.